Good morning, Unity of Washington, D.C.
Good morning.
How's everyone? Well, welcome to the day of your divine appointment. Know that you're in the right place at the right time. And that goes for you out there in radio land or ether land or whatever land it is. Good morning again, Unity Washington, D.C. family. Now that we have set our intentions in meditation, I want to speak about intentions. Ellen Davenport, in her Unity booklet, 30 Days of Living with Intention, states, spiritual intentions are statements of who we are and what we are becoming. They tap the divine qualities that exist in each of us to express in the world. In April, when I spoke on the topic conscious creator, I shared with you that a conscious creator is someone who chooses what they want from life and takes steps to bring it into reality. Each morning, I meditate and devote time to my spiritual growth, and I do my physical exercises like push-ups or metabolic blasts to care for my body. A conscious creator chooses deliberately to focus attentions on alignment with desires. They have a sharp vision for their goals and trust that everything will turn out right. Sounds like faith to me. A conscious creator directs and organizes themselves to manifest their desires. A conscious creator becomes conscious of their thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, aligns them with what they desire. Reverend Sylvia has blessed us with a 6-part series focused on spiritual laws for conscious manifestors. She has shared that we should keep our hearts open, that everything is energy, that we are always creating and manifesting. She focused on the law of mind action and how we need to be careful about our thoughts. She encouraged us to put our feelings and emotions with our thoughts. She spoke about spiritual laws and introduced, at least to me, the law of reversibility. Today, I want to explore the idea that one cannot be a conscious creator, nor can they be a conscious manifester without first focused intentions on that happening. Intention, as defined by Webster, is the determination to act in a certain way, purpose, aim, end. What you intend, what you commit to something, will always determine the outcome. Whatever task we set out to do, intention is the beginning. If you intend to make a special meal, then preparation, time, thought, imagination, all goes into it. If I aim to be healthy, I focus on my diet, exercise, mental input, and personal commitment. Let's review instances of individuals demonstrating intention. Harriet Tubman had the intention of bringing people into freedom. The Little Rock Nine had the intention or opening the doors to equal education. Fannie Lou Hamer had the intention of gaining voting rights to citizens of Mississippi. Elijah McCoy had the intention of making life easier for his wife, who did not like ironing on uneven surfaces, by inventing the ironing board, and later Sarah Boone added to this invention. Sharon McCullough, in her role as former COO, and she still does this, has the intention of the church running smoothly. And Reverend Sylvia Sumter has the intention to make each of us truth students and light bearers. Davenport goes on to say, in a spiritual sense, it is possible to choose our intentions consciously. As you see, everything is about consciousness. Being mindful of my thoughts, choosing compassion, careful with my words, I offer encouragement. Intentionally, with my actions, I express kindness. As I reminded you all in April, the only thing that remains constant is change, choice, and principles. Being intentional is a choice. Spiritual intention comes from a deeper place within us. Spiritual intentions is a declaration of how we want to be, how we want to show up. Intentions may be set for a specific event, time, or for a lifetime. When we choose to be truth seekers and light bearers, this is not a one and done thing. Much like Reverend Sibia, when someone is driving in a way that challenges me, or working with the wonderful young people that I work with and their families, I have begun repeating the Ho'oponopono prayer of forgiveness. For those who don't know, Ho'oponopono is a traditional Hawaiian practice of reconciliation and forgiveness, literally meaning to make it right or to put things in balance. It's a process of resolving problems, healing relationships, and achieving inner balance by taking total responsibility for what shows up in our reality. The practice often uses four phrases: I'm sorry, which expressing the repentance of any part of you played in the conflict; please forgive me, a request for forgiveness to cleanse and release past hurts; thank you, expressing gratitude for the opportunity for healing for the situation; and I love you, a powerful affirmation of love and compassion believed to have a high vibrational energy. How it works. When you repeat these phrases, you're engaging in a form of mental and emotional cleansing. Even if you don't know the exact reason for the situation, the practice works by healing our consciousness and contributing to the collective well-being. The idea is that as within, so without. When you cleanse your inner world, it has a ripple effect on the external world. I use that mantra when challenged with the situations I mentioned. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. This is my way of practicing being intentional and not saying something the other person cannot hear or that would come out inappropriate. The intention to achieve this state of consciousness is ongoing and involves sacred promises to live from divine consciousness. As we end the month of August today, I want to share with you the spiritual power for August is will. Will is the divine power within us to choose, to lead, to move forward in alignment with truth. The disciple associated with this spiritual faculty is Matthew, and the spiritual center is the front brain, symbolizing our capacity to direct our thoughts and actions with clarity and intention. There goes that word again. According to Jack Bomar, the presiding bishop of Hillside International Truth Center, will is the directive power that activates all other faculties of the mind. Charles Fillmore, the co-founder of Unity, in The Revealing Word, states, "The will is the center in mind and body around which revolves all the activities that constitutes consciousness. It is the avenue through the I am expresses potentiality. All thoughts that go in and out of man's consciousness past the gate at which sits the will." Bomar goes on to say that this gatekeeper faculty gives us the power to say yes or no, to direct the flow of our life energy towards our soul's highest good, and to be swayed or to be swayed by the lower impulse of the ego. The choice is ours. When we decree with faith and intention, under divine guidance, becomes manifested in our lives' lived experiences. What we decree, let me say that again, what we decree with faith and intention under divine guidance becomes manifested in our lived experiences. The Bible shows spiritual intentions in faith, obedience, and selfish love. Examples include Jesus' sacrifice for humanity, the disciples' commitment to spreading the gospel, the lives of the Old Testament figures like Abraham and David, who demonstrated unwavering faith and devotion to God. These examples show how internal motivation and outward action can reflect a heart devoted to God's will. So in unity, we do practical Christianity. So how do we use our intentions for our next level of greatness? What intentions can I focus on that can and will have influence? I'm glad you asked the question. Here are a few things to consider. Number one, see each day fresh with possibilities, greeting each day with purpose and intentions. I start my day by saying, "Thank you, God," before my feet hit the floor. Have an attitude of gratitude. View the world through eyes of joy. I intend and commit to being happy and positive. What you put out will come back to you. Seeing happiness and positivity are antidotes to the worries and cares of an anxious world. This is our way to show others a hopeful, loving world free from discord and divisiveness. My kind words and generous acts are my way of bringing cheer and healing to the world. My words and thoughts are powerful and creative. Therefore, I must be mindful of what I say and think. Proverbs 18:21 states that life and death are in the power of the tongue. When we realize we have power over our thoughts, we oversee our thinking. No one can think for us. We are overseers of our feelings. What you think about, give your attention to, place your focus on, dwell on, comes to the forefront of your existence. By changing your thinking, you can change your life. In accordance with Dr. Willie Jolly's, "It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life." Remind yourself that there is only one presence and one power in the universe, God the good, omnipotent. My grandfather used to say to my brother James and I when we were little boys, not that I'm much bigger, "Life is what you make it. You can make it bitter or you can make it sweet." This was demonstrating living with intention. I find peace through God-centered intentions. I choose cooperation over turmoil, friendship and love over rancor and apathy. This is our power. And power metaphysically is defined as authority over our own emotions, inspirations, and thoughts, bringing forth divine ideas. Another way to demonstrate intention is how we use the most sacred words we have, "I am." When we invoke our "I am," we are coming from our higher self or divine self to form intention. So rather than affirming "I intend to," we invoke the mystical name of the divine within us and is in all of us, our "I am." I am joy. I am love. I am radiant. I am enough. I am the presence of harmony. I am one with the abundant life of God, and vitality flows through me effortlessly. Our I am statement causes our intentions to be more aligned with a quality of being. Intentions manifest in a plethora of ways. Intentions involves focusing on desired outcomes, such as finding that suitable parking spot or leaving home with a positive affirmation rather than dwelling on negativity. Being conscious of what we are stating after our I ams is setting the intention to express our spiritual beingness in our human experiences. My talk came from the proverb, "The road to hell is paved with good intentions." But the interpretation of that saying is that individuals may have the intention to undertake good actions, but nevertheless fail to take them. This inaction may be due to procrastination, laziness, or another subversive vice. As such, the saying is an admonishment that a good intention is meaningless unless followed through. By not putting action with our intentions creates the hell, which is just a state of consciousness. Therefore, as truth students and light bearers, we must put action with our intentions to have the outcomes we desire. To arrive at the consciousness that we desire, which we know means that, you know, desire comes from the Father, we must implement a life that fulfills our basic principles. There's only one presence and one power in the universe, God, the good, omnipotent. Our essence is of God. Therefore, we are inherently good. We are co-creators with God, creating reality through thoughts held in mind. Through prayer and meditation, we align our heart mind with God. Denials and affirmation are the tools that we use. Through thoughts, words, and actions, we live the truth we know. Spirit inspired me with the acronym for intentions. Inspiration needed to empower necessary triumph in order to nourish spirituality. Let us become intentional about what we manifest. And so it is. Amen.